Listen, the copy says if your dog could talk, this is the thing. Monty be talking.
Hello.
All right. Your dog communicates to you. You know when you've had your dog or your puppy for a long time, you start getting those cues as to what they like and what they don't like. And what I'm trying to say is that when you see their excitement and their grin and their smile at you and you just know they're communicating, Mama, I like this, that this is going to be Ollie. Okay, every single time it's going to be Ollie. Why? Why is your dog going to like Ollie? Because it's clean. It's fresh nutrition in 5 drool-worthy flavors, even for the pickiest eaters. Made in U.S. kitchen with the highest quality human-grade ingredients. Ollie Pet contains no fillers, no preservatives, just real food. And here's the thing, healthier food means a happier pup. Shinier coats, more energy, better poops, and more excitement at mealtime. And your dog will say these things to you. You just gotta listen, all right? Just open your ears, open your eyes. You will give your dog this Ollie Pet, and all of a sudden you will see them communicating to you, I really like this, I want you to keep getting it, okay? All you're gonna do is take a 30-second quiz and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and health info. Listen to me, black people. Listen to me. You can't just give your dog whatever you want that you want them to have. There actually is like prescribed amounts of food they should have based on their weight. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all just be doing what you want. That's why you need this. So it takes that guesswork out for you, okay? You don't want an overweight dog that leads to health problems, all right? So get your welcome kit for any first-timers. Ollie will send out your pup's first box with 2 weeks' worth of meals, free storage containers for mess-free serving, and a guide of how to gradually switch them over to their new diet. All right. Ollie offers 3 meal plans to choose from, so you can choose between full fresh topper or a meal mixed or a mixed plan with freshly baked recipes for your special fur baby. They have treats and supplements. Ollie is one of a kind, just like your pup. Ollie is the only fresh dog food that comes with unlimited routine health screening, so you can get your pup on track to live their healthiest, happiest life. Dogs deserve the best. That means fresh, healthy food. Head to Ollie.com/GJ. Tell them about your dog and use code GJ to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's Ollie, OLLIE.com/GJ, and enter code GJ to get 60% off your first box.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Gin and Juice Podcast. Before we get started, we want to thank our sponsors.
Hello, Fresh, care of and earning.
Boom. You clicked in, girl. You clicked in. My name is Melissa, and I am often the gin juice in this equation.
You're both. I am Mel, and I am gin.
Never juice.
Hi, I'm Melissa.
And I'm Mel.
Girl, let me tell you, I only had maybe a little less than half of that drink.
When you're drinking, you just gotta drink more.
I have a strongly worded email.
Actually, that feels in line, though.
That is not true. That's,
no, listen. And every now and again, when somebody get out of line, you just yell, pop the trunk.
I'm the juice to her gin. Did we hit record?
Is it working? Is it on?
Okay, this is a podcast. What did you call it on the profile? The Sister Chat?
Yeah.
The Sister Chat Podcast. If you're listening, congratulations. You've discovered your favorite podcast.
Hello.
If this is your first time, congratulations. You've discovered your favorite podcast. If you are listening and you know someone who should be listening, please send them the link here so they can discover their favorite podcast.
I just decided
that in real time. It works, though. We'll allow it. Who are you this morning? I haven't done that.
Drink wise?
Yeah, who are you this morning?
I am white wine because I hate reds. I've decided that, and I don't care what anyone has to say. It's bitter. It's nasty. It makes your lips red and your tongue red, and I don't like it. I like white wine, and I don't care what you got to say, Cam.
I can't stand white wine.
Really? You can't stand white, though?
Yeah, no, I really... If I have the choice, I will not go with a white wine.
Shut up!
Which one? Or do you like...
I mean most red wines.
They're so dry and bitter.
I like the...
You like a good dry wine.
I like the Pinot Noir, something like that.
Oh, I haven't gotten a Pinot, but I can do a cab.
Okay, yeah.
I can do a cab.
Chardonnay meal.
I was just about to say, can you do a Chardonnay? I'm not a Chardonnay girl, though.
What do you like?
Most every other white, but I can't, for some reason, I cannot do a Chardonnay.
Huh.
But I can do just about any white and most reds. When it gets real, real, real dry, I tap out. I might tap out a little bit. It do.
I don't like that.
It do.
I don't like rosé.
I'm not a rosé girl either.
Rosé is too much like perfume to me.
It's cute. It's pink, so it's like, oh.
I agree.
But also the taste-wise, like,
I feel like rosé is when God says, choose ye this day.
Who you will.
Who you will, sir. I feel like rosé hasn't decided who it will be.
I
feel like it's straddling the fence. I think it needs to make a decision.
Yes.
You want to be red, you want to be white.
It should just be for decoration because it's pinkish and cute. It's a vibe.
It's aesthetic.
It's very aesthetic.
Yeah.
Not for drinking.
No, I might concur with this.
I don't like champagne either.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no, wait. I do like a good champagne.
You like champagne?
You know what I like about champagne? I like the idea of champagne.
Exactly.
Yes. I like the idea of champagne.
Because it's like a toast. You're doing an activity. 100%.
Yes.
But to drink, no.
You toast and that's
it. You toast and you put it back down. Yeah. Riesling is good. I'm here for a little Riesling.
I can't do no good Riesling.
What? Do you like that? What?
I don't know.
But
I can't do a Riesling. I don't know
why. You've been striking down all the whites.
You know what? It's a Moscato.
You don't want no Moscato?
I do want a Moscato. What you talking about? I love a good Moscato.
I'm not even like, you know, people really do wines and they know all the things. That legit is dessert wine. It's too sweet.
It is very sweet.
I don't like that.
I do. I do like it. I do. I like a good, what is, that's a hood rat it's, wine. That's
that
a hood rat introductory wine.
Literally the way I got introduced to wine, I used to be like, oh, I'm drinking my wine. It was always Moscato. Yeah. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, it's going to be Moscato.
No, 100%. No, absolutely. These are facts.
Okay, we are beyond that.
I graduated. I went from Moscato to red. Because what other white wines? Let me think of another white wine. I can't think of another white wine.
Yeah, it's not. I agree. Kat said her husband says that Moscato is not wine at all. It is juice with alcohol. I agree. It is so sweet. Sauvignon Blanc.
Okay, I don't like white wines. That might be what y'all are telling me. I don't like Sauvignon Blanc. I'm so sorry. I don't know. It's not my
favorite. You're a red girl, obviously.
Clearly, I didn't know these things.
Well, enjoy your reds.
But apparently, I'm a red girl. I did not know. All right. Well, apparently, I've just discovered that I'm a red wine gal.
I was going to say, what is you? Of that was spawned from me saying who
you're right.
I am today.
Okay. So who am I today? I'm a red wine. I have to be. I have to be a red wine.
Sure.
I didn't know these things, but this is my truth. All right. We start our podcast with usually a little banter like this. And then we go into a segment that we like to call Long Story Short. I didn't put anything in the docket because I had all these great plans. So what happened in your world? And then I can go. Let me see. Let me look at it. Oh, I did. OK. I did have that thought. But keep going. You want to tell yours?
OK. I went to a lot of appointments last week, like being an adult, you know, you have to, like, go to the dentist and go to the doctor and go to, like, all of the things. And I've decided that I already hate going to the dentist and the doctor. Okay? It's just annoying.
It is.
It's just annoying to, like, show up and explain what's happening. And then they ask you all the questions and blah, blah, blah. But I've decided that the dentist is, like, way worse. Number one. It's going to be
way
a little
worse
bit,
than the doctor.
Yes.
Okay.
A little bit worse. I mean, it's going to be a little bit of pop the trunk, but I don't understand why x-rays at the dentist
hurt so bad. The dentist is guaranteed you're going to hurt. That's why it's the worst.
So dumb.
The dentist has been taking x-rays.
I agree.
For years.
I agree.
For years.
Yes. Plastic things that they make you bite down.
How come they haven't figured this out?
Oh, I agree 100%.
How come you guys can't put, there's got to be, you guys specialize in mouths and teeth.
100%.
Somebody's got to be able to
figure this out. Oh, in 2023, we should not be putting that thing in your mouth, doing your tongue, doing girl,
bite
find
down,
another
you
way.
Can't bite down, it's
and it hurts
your mouth.
So bad.
I hate it. So so much.
I agree.
I hate it so much.
I had to get x-rays the last time, too.
Hey, we have to do x-rays because the last time they didn't come out. And I was like,
whose problem is that?
I don't, why do we have to?
You've been doing it the same. How do things not come out? How
is it? I don't understand. And he's like, I've been told that it doesn't hurt that bad with me. And I was like, everyone who told you that is a liar.
No, 100%.
Or you're lying to me. Nobody said that.
He's lying to you. He knows it hurts.
It hurts.
It hurts so. And it's just uncomfortable.
It's so uncomfortable.
And they're like, bite down. Perfect. Freeze. Then they got to walk all the way to Washington State.
How come?
It's always so far.
How come the machine, whatever you're doing, looking at, how come it can't be in the same room?
I agree.
Why would you have to?
Stay perfect and press.
X-rays are dangerous. Then that's what they just
meanwhile, we are. I have to sit
that's
in the
why
chair.
The vest they give you, that's made of lead, and it blocks x-rays from penetrating any other part of your
body. Why is this necessary?
Literally. There's got to be a different way.
There has to be.
I was like, what if I told you I was pregnant right now? And he was like, are you? Ma'am.
Don't play games.
Ma'am,
are you actually?
And I was like, no, I'm not. He was like, okay. But I was
they
like,
they got to give you two vests.
Right. Well, you're here now. Good luck to your kid.
It's so bad. I had a doctor's appointment last week. I had to get my x-rays done, and I was like, I'm going to fight
you. It hurts.
The other thing
that I will just quickly say is you and I experience this. I'm curious if you other adults like us out there, if this was your experience. For some reason, Melissa and I used to brush our teeth really hard.
Oh, yes.
Because we thought they made it cleaner.
Absolutely.
The harder you brush. I, for years, had a hard toothbrush.
Yeah.
Like, if I saw soft, I'm like, no, I want clean teeth.
Yeah.
And now that has screwed up my mouth.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. My gums have receded.
Yes.
Because I was brushing so hard. So that's why I was at the dentist, because they were like, girl, what were you doing? And I was like, I was trying to brush.
No one gives you pointers when you're doing this.
No.
It's just kind of your own intuition.
Yes.
Out here winging it.
Yes.
Trying to have clean teeth and fresh breath.
Yes.
And then you go to the dentist one day and they're like, girl, you screwed up your mouth. And so I was like, well, what can we do?
You know, now they have new toothbrushes that have an indicator. I have one.
Really? If you're brushing too hard?
Yes. So it has two functions. This is what I love about it. It has, number one, a timer.
Oh.
And I listen, tell me that I'm at 2 minutes. Yeah. Don't let me guess, because I'll be here for 5 minutes or I'll be here for 30 seconds. Uh-huh. The gamut varies. So tell me that it's been two minutes. That's number one. Number two, it has green, right pressure, red, too much pressure, blue, not enough.
Mm.
And so I've now brushed my teeth in the mirror so it can tell me I'm applying the correct amount of pressure.
Man, I need that.
Yeah, you should get that.
She was literally like, they're talking about having to do like a graft, having to, because the enamel, like my tooth is so exposed, it's so sensitive.
Yeah.
I have such sensitive teeth. Everything drives me crazy. So they want to try to cover what's exposed back up. And so I was leaving and I was like, and she was like, well, you still have your cleaning next week. And I was like,
I don't want any of this.
I need time. Okay, cancel that.
Can I
I'll call you
because
back.
The other part of it is that it's expensive.
Oh yeah,
she was like,
dental work
like
is girl, expensive.
Let me tell you why I hate everybody. Because she was like, for the graft is gonna cost $18,000. But wait, hold on. But she was like, but the dentist really wants you to have this, so we've knocked it down to four.
Girl.
And I said,
what also makes their prices outrageous and ridiculous, and they can make it whatever they want.
The ability.
To go from
eight, that's not even half.
No, that's what I assumed you were going to say. Four?
She said to four.
That means there's bogus,
$4,000 flat.
Bogus charges in there.
I said, girl.
Not worth it.
No. I'm stuck.
Yeah.
Because if you can go from $18,000
to four.
I thought you were going to say as a payment plan.
No.
$4,000?
I have the paperwork in my car. It literally was like 18. She gonna do it in front of me. Okay, scratch that out because the dentist can take it down to $4,000.
Girl,
they can charge
who y'all
whatever
scamming?
They want
who are y'all scamming? You're scamming somebody to afford me the ability to only pay $4,000.
Dentistry is a scam for sure.
Get me out of here. I want to go home.
You should have said, can my cleaning be included?
Girl.
Because I'm going to see you next week. Can that be included in this price? Can it be a buy one, get one free?
Cleaning for the next 5 years.
Correct.
I hate everything. It was such an unpleasant experience. And now I need time before I go back. I have to go back because now I have to get a damn graft and I have to get my teeth clean. I'll be back.
Everybody have it all.
Everybody, just leave me alone. I need time to process.
100%.
So that's a little bit of long story short and pop the trunk for me.
No, I agree 100%. I'm going to just piggyback then because actually I finally went to the doctor's office. Mm. had my hand looked at. I've now had two appointments. I have another one coming up next week. So the first appointment, he gave me a steroid shot in my hand to help with my my self-diagnosed arthritis. He tells me it sounds like it was actually carpal tunnel. He's going to give me a shot. He does it on like a Tuesday or Wednesday. And he's like, by the weekend, you'll be fine. The weekend comes, I'm still not fine. I still, like, all he did was take me back to probably like 2018. Aww. Like, it hasn't gone away. Yeah, yeah. But like, I can do things, but only to a point where before I could do things for like 3 minutes and literally my hand would start aching. Now I can do like an hour. Okay. You know?
Eventually it'll hurt.
But eventually it's going to start aching again. And so I had another appointment where they were supposed, I forget what they call it. It's like an EDM or something like that. I don't remember. Anyway, it's where they look at nerve damage. Mm. So I go in, the doctor's doing all of the situations, and he's like, you look fine. I'm like, fantastic. I knew I would pass this test with flying colors. Then he starts doing some other stuff. And he says, I explained the situation. I was like, yeah, it's in my hand. It radiates up to my neck. He said, are you sure it's not neck down?
Oh.
And I was like, I don't think so. You know, maybe, but I don't think so. He takes this little needle thing, starts poking, and he says, huh, that's pretty big. So that was my face.
Oh. Ooh. What's big?
What is the it?
Right. What's happening
what
here?
What is it that is so big? So he keeps looking, and then he says, and he's poking me. Then he says, I'm so sorry I have to poke you so many times, but I have to be really thorough since I saw that. Again.
Doesn't say. Tell you what that is.
What is that? What is it?
As a physician, so you know trigger words.
Yes.
You know you over here triggering me, sir. Tell me what you see.
Now I'm stressed. And I'm trying to be really still because I'm like, you see something. He's poking me. So I'm like, but be still, Melissa, so we can see.
Don't move.
Don't move. Let him see what he needs to see so you can be fixed. So at the end of it, he's like, okay, so no. Let's go back. What did you see? He says, have you ever had a pinched nerve?
You have.
And I have. So I said, yes, I actually had a really, really bad one when we first moved to Washington State. I actually couldn't lift my head. It was so bad. I was like this for like a week and a half.
Yes.
Could not move. He says, I can tell because what happens is when you have a pinched nerve, the nerves become so damaged. I don't want to say they die off, but the way I could best explain it, the way I understood it, is that they die off. Then they generate new nerves.
Oh.
This takes a long period of time.
Oh.
He says, your nerves have regenerated and I can see it.
Oh.
So I can tell that it was really bad. Basically, that nerves died. And so long ago that new ones have regenerated. I said, So what that mean?
Are they broke again?
So what he said was, well, I have to send the results to the doctor, but this is where he scared me. He said, I have to send the results to the doctor, but, you know, it could be any treatment all the way leading to neck surgery. And I said,
neck surgery?
Neck surgery?
Excuse me.
That sounds serious than a bug.
It's very serious.
Why on God's green earth? What I need next surgery.
You only got one.
And so he could tell I'm freaked out. He's like, no, I'm just saying everything leading up. I said, I'm going to tell you right now, I have a bowel renewal in June.
Let me tell you what my priorities are.
If I have to wear a neck brace, if the recovery time is such that I have to wear a neck brace on the day I renew my vows, we're going to be waiting. I'll get
it
this
won't
done.
It will be happening now.
I promise you I'll get it done in August. I promise you.
Because priorities. Because
guess what? I can move today.
Hello.
Okay, amen. Hallelujah.
It'll be fine.
I can move today. So whatever pain, give me something to maintain. Okay, I just need some maintenance. I'm only doing this one time. What I will not do.
Will Tylenol work?
Listen to me.
A leave.
Because what you're not going to have me in is a neck brace.
Amen.
On the day I decide to do it again.
No.
You out your mind. Are you kidding me? Girl, bye. Give me this cortisone shot again.
Cortisone shot again.
Because the answer is no. Yeah. So I'm here to tell y'all I have another appointment on the, I think the 24th. Is that Monday?
Oh,
no, the 25th. I'll give y'all the tea on what he tell me.
Oh, hello.
Because I'm telling you right now, I'm not going into surgery.
No.
The answer is no.
If and when, actually, I'm not even going to say if and when, because I'm going to believe that you don't have to have surgery.
I can't have surgery because look, y'all.
You're fine. And when you are fine enough to do what you just did with your neck. It makes it even better to have HelloFresh.
Yes.
Because you can do all of that with your neck at home and somebody else can be sending you the groceries and the food you need for your dinner. With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-proportioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. You can skip trips to the grocery store for whatever reason.
Yes.
Maybe you can do something else with your time and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And that is why it's America's number one meal kit. So kickstart a fresh fall, because fall is coming.
It is, Shona.
It is. You can kickstart a fresh fall routine with HelloFresh. HelloFresh handles all the meal planning and shopping to deliver everything you need to cook up a tasty meal right at home. They do the hard part, and you get to take the credit, which is the truth, right? They send you all the ingredients and what you got to do with the ingredients, and it looked like you did a great job cooking, and it was all your idea, which is that's my kind of jam. Those are my kind of things. When it comes to options, honestly, more is more. That's why HelloFresh's menu includes 40 recipes and over 100 add-on items to choose from every single week. That also is my favorite, because you get to pick on their menu which items you want. And sometimes you can like have your favorites, right? So you can like repeat those, but you also can pick different stuff. And so now it just looks like you have an expanded palate.
Come on.
You know what you know, you don't always have to make burgers. You don't always have to make chicken.
Yes.
You can just
tacos.
Switch it up a little bit. Have a little taco. Switch it up. My favorite is the meatloaf meal, because my children love it. And anything they love, I love, because it makes my life easier. If both of them will eat it, it's perfect. And the meatloaf option is my favorite. And when we are like doing podcasts, or I'm running around or picking them up from school, not having to go to the grocery store is the kind of thing that I need in my life. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like you have less time the older you get. They say there are 24 hours in a day. It don't always feel like that. You feel like you got not that many hours in a day. 100%. And so when you don't have to stop by the grocery store because you've ordered HelloFresh, it just makes your life so much easier. So go to HelloFresh.com/50juice.
50 juice.
And use code 50 juice.
50 juice.
For 50% off plus 15% off the next 2 months. That is HelloFresh.com/50juice.
50 juice.
And use code 50 juice for 50% off plus 15% off the next 2 months, which is incredible. So make sure you go and use that. And yeah, HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
Love it. I really want to say, because you guys are right, chiropractor. I actually have been going to the chiropractor consistently, I would say off and on, since my since I had that pinched nerve a while ago. Mm-hmm. Part of the reason I actually ended up going to the number one, it was my hand, but part of the reason I ended up going to the doctor to begin with is because it wasn't helping. Mm. I would have really good, like, anytime I travel, I know I have to kind of like load up on going to the chiropractor. Yep. Because my neck does hurt, to be honest. But because it's so sporadic is what I'll say, I know when I'm traveling a lot. In fact, my neck hurt maybe a week ago, 2 weeks ago, where I had a crick in my neck and I couldn't, like, I still have pretty limited range of motion on the side. Mm-hmm. But because it wasn't getting better consistently, I was like, let me go to the doctor. But also, because my hand was so bad, I needed to go to the doctor. So the chiropractor does help, or yeah, did help, but it wasn't sustained help, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And now it makes sense, because what he was saying is that the nerves in your neck and in your hand, at some point they meet up, and it's just one nerve that, I can't remember the name of it. Anyway, it's just one nerve that connects it. And so you have... the pain was shooting down into my hand instead of the opposite, which is what I thought.
Yeah, yeah.
Because again, my neck would hurt very sporadically.
That's so fascinating.
Right?
Yeah.
It was very, I was like, oh my God, this, like, the human body is just really amazing, actually, when
it
you
really
think
is.
About like the way that it's designed and how everything becomes so connected. It was really quite interesting. So anyway, yeah, I went to the, I think he's like a neck and hand specialist or something like that. And then the guy I went to was like a nerve specialist, forgive me. And then I have to go back, something like that. And then I have to go back to the nerve and neck specialist, who will interpret the results and give me like my treatment plan, so to speak. So that's next week, and we'll see.
Ciao.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see.
We'll see. I've been claiming arthritis this whole time. Chad, it's been my neck.
It's been your neck.
My neck. My big. Okay. Anything else on Long Story Short?
Not for me.
Okay. Let's go into Pop the Trunk.
Okay.
You have to pop a trunk?
I have one.
You want to go first? Because I gotta pop the trim on somebody today.
Okay. Well, let me. Yeah, I'll go first.
Okay.
I've been having a whole. It's been a time all week of me being annoyed with being an adult. I've had clothes that I haven't folded in a week and a half. And you know, anytime people come over, I just throw them on my bed and shut my bedroom door. Mm-hmm. So anyway, all of that to say, that's nothing to do with my pop the trunk outside. I want to pop the trunk on being an adult.
I agree.
I'm just so sick of all of the parts that come along with being an adult. I'm tired. I want a break.
It's very ghetto.
And so the other day I was cooking with HelloFresh and I had to use some flour. And this is why I love HelloFresh, because they prepackage stuff.
They do.
But when you open your own flour, why is flour in the package that it's in?
I agree.
Who
designed it?
Paper bags that hold nothing.
Who the flour company was like, this is how we should put flour.
It's the dumbest thing.
Serve people. It's like folded.
Yes. Already wrong because it's paper.
It's paper.
And they always have holes in them before you even buy them. Like, there's flour always around the flour.
Everywhere. There's flour goes everywhere.
I agree.
And it's in this stupid, stupid container. And it's so annoying. And sugar is in the exact same
container.
Are the makers of flour and sugar besties? They were like, hey, I got a deal on this cheap ass paper bag. Let's put our loose particled stuff,
our finely milled stuff in these bags, so when you fold it, 100% of the time when you go to open sugar, you go to open flour, it's going to go everywhere. It literally goes everywhere.
Why
Put it in plastic with a resealable situation.
Literally.
No, for real.
Ziploc bags are right there.
There's so many alternatives. It's 2023. Let's evolve.
Why? Who raised y'all?
No, legit.
How come y'all haven't asked people? We all hate it. Everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody hates you guys' packaging.
Yes, correct.
I don't understand. I also hate bacon's packaging.
Worst.
Listen, and they try. Let me tell you why I hate bacon even more. Because they are stupid. The whole package is stupid. They at some point thought, okay, we heard y'all complaining. So like, we're going to add a little sticky thing. So still the same package, but now you can like stick it back closed. It doesn't work.
It never works.
And it's always too big, so it's getting knocked by something else, tipped over. Yes. There's bacon grease now everywhere.
And if you don't use all the bacon in the package, putting the bacon back in the package and trying to save
girl,
it, then
good
you're
luck.
Trying to fold it and you're putting it in a
good
bag.
Good luck.
Who raised y'all?
Good luck. I have to put it inside of a like a Ziploc bag.
Yes.
But then your bacon is bent.
Yes.
Because
it doesn't fit. It's always too big.
And then the Ziploc bag is all greasy.
Oh, it sure is.
And like stupid. And you're going in there. Also, here's the other thing. Newsflash. And if you disagree with this, don't say anything. Just mind your business. Okay. Newsflash, bacon people. Nobody fries the whole piece of bacon as the whole piece of bacon. We cut it.
Yeah.
So here's a tip. Cut the damn bacon. Cut the bacon in the package. Then it can fit in the Ziploc bag just fine. Why?
I do come on, too.
Everybody cuts bacon. Nobody puts the whole thing on
there. Because it never fits in the
you
pan.
You don't even get it at the restaurant full size.
So
it's always cut
big.
There, too.
It's so damn big. Who raised y'all?
I agree. It's just not. It's not. It's not practical for real life.
It's
not practical for real life usage.
No.
I agree 100%.
People who make refrigerators should meet with the people who make packaging.
Oh, 100%. Because, and this is, let's go off on the whole thing, okay? Let's go off on the whole industry. Because let's talk about how narrow and small freezers are.
Oh, my God.
What can you fit in them?
No.
Nothing. No. If you buy more than 1 week's worth of meat, nothing else fits.
Screwed.
Don't have a sweet tooth and want to put ice cream in there. Forget about it.
Don't have children. If you have kids, you have to stuff it with like freezer friendly stuff that you can.
Hot Pockets. Forget it. Also, why is the Hot Pockets box so freaking big to begin with?
And it comes with two.
Then the depth of it is too long. You're fussing and fighting with the freezer door to close the door.
Then it doesn't close all the way. You come back and everything's melted.
And everything's melted.
I don't want a deep freezer. I don't care about
deep freezer.
If you pack it too much, things
get
freezer burn and it comes and fills up with ice and you have to defrost it and you can't pack it up all the way.
Who are these people?
Who raised you?
Someone has to be the voice of change.
Amen.
Somebody,
we
step up.
We need a meeting. Cereal, y'all can go away. Because why y'all bag? Yeah. It's stupid.
Yes. Plastic bag in a box. Neither of them close ever fully again.
After you open it, it's never going to close.
Because you know why? Because kids never close the bag. They never roll up the bag. So then when you go to eat your cereal 3 days later, it's stale.
It's stale.
Tastes like oxygen.
And then you just like roll it in the box and then, but it's all like the middle be fat.
Yes.
It's like forever. Yeah, yeah. The middle's forever fat after you opened it the first time.
Yes.
And you're like, I don't.
And then heaven forbid the bag rips in there and starts dumping out into the box.
Oh my God. Oh wait. Sometimes I get really anal. I'm like, this is my favorite cereal. I don't want to go back. So I flipped it upside down, but then I forget. So when I take it out, it comes out.
And
now I want to cuss everybody out. Now I want to cuss everybody out. Because why?
Because why?
Then Instagram has a new hole extended. Why do I have to take my cereal out of the box to put it in another bag to put it into? Fix the problem. Yes. It's the box.
Yes. Everybody wants to serve you how to make everything aesthetic. But if y'all, the makers, would fix it, we wouldn't have to do all this. We literally wouldn't have to do all this.
Like a whole other industry is created. The container store is able to run because the cereal industry has decided to crawl.
Quite literally.
Somebody fix it.
Somebody do something.
Do something, John.
Do something, John. Please.
We're begging you. Cereal's $30, gas is $50, and now you want me to get a container? I don't have no money. I'm broke.
We have no money
because we're paying for gum grafts because we wanted to brush our teeth when we were seven.
Wait, let me go back to the toothbrushes. If we are not supposed to brush our teeth hard, why do hard toothbrushes even exist anyway? Why?
I don't understand.
They're just like, they're dumb. They're all in a conspiracy.
Yeah, it's all a conspiracy.
Who did this?
We're stressed.
Because who's the one doctor who said no to the toothpaste?
Who?
Everybody. We're tired of it. Collectively.
So until these problems have been taken care of, you should take care of yourself. Okay? If you don't want to be stressed, you should take care of yourself. And that's why I'm here to tell you about Care Of, which is a subscription service that ships high-quality personalized vitamins, supplements, and powders conveniently to your door every single month. If you want to change your life, you have to change your habits first. Heads up to everybody we just went off on. You got to change our life by changing your habits. And you can do that yourself with Care Of. You get the tools and motivation that makes it easy to build and stick with a routine as you move from summer into fall. As you're shifting into a new routine this fall, focus on the habits you are going to adapt and changes you want to make in the new season. Care Of can help you find where to start your wellness journey with the help of their quick and easy online quiz. Just answer a few questions about your lifestyle and your health goals, and then they tell you the product that they will be sending to you. They send it to you in a nice little package. It's in a nice little container.
It does. That can fit on your vanity.
Yes. You just take one out. The next one falls down. It's perfect. That's why we are so excited to have Care Of as a sponsor. I have it, and I'm really excited because I've been taking my little packets. I think I told them sleep, metabolism, energy, and there's one more.
Gut health,
because I was going to say there's four pills in there. And I have it right next to my little vanity. Every night I take water with me to bed, and so when I take my water, I take my sip and then take my pills. And I've been excited to like feel different. I just literally told Greg, like, I'm getting much better sleep since I started taking these. I can absolutely tell a difference, which is exciting. So the quiz, again, like I was saying, the quiz is very easy. You just, they ask you some questions. You tell them. It's you telling them what it is that you want to focus on. I just went through the kind of things I wanted to focus on. But you tell them. And then at the end, they tell you what pills they want to send you or powders or whatever that is. They give you a nice, clear, clean description about what it is, which is nice. So it's not like you're just taking stuff and don't know what you're taking. They're able to tell you very clearly. The other thing is the little packets have a cute little joke. This is not included on here, but it has a cute little joke on there. I meant to remember the joke. I can't remember it now. Next time I'm going to have to tell y'all the joke. But it's like a popsicle joke.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, just, it's cute little thing to add to your day. So for 50% off your first care of order, go to takecareof.com and enter code GJ50.
GJ50?
That is That is 50% off your first care of order. Go to takecareof.com and enter code GJ50.
GJ50.
All right.
Very good.
Yes, that was my
That was great. I concur with everything you said. I concur.
To that.
We're on the same you have another one?
No.
Good. I'm just going to add on.
Do
I'm just
going
to add on to this. Cam, you may have to sit out on this one. I apologize right away. I want to pop the trunk on the human, on the woman's body.
Amen.
Why do we
Amen.
Have to have 10 days of pre-period symptoms?
Oh.
To then have a period for 7 days.
I don't have a 7 days.
Oh, mine,
that's
girl.
That's torturous.
Mine clocks in at 12 on a Monday. She's clocking out on 12 the following Monday. Dang, she is a 7 day fully committed follower of Jesus Christ. She wants her 40 hours, okay? She wants her 40 hours. Then I only have, because I'm on the shorter end of the cycle.
Oh, uh-huh.
So, it's like 21 to 28 days. Yes. I'm like an 18, 19 dayer.
Jesus.
So that means I only get like maybe a week of normalcy before I'm back on the pre-period cycle.
You gotta be calling in menopause. Tell it to come on.
I am at the point where I'm like,
brutal.
I would rather just have my period. I don't want the pre-period symptoms.
Yeah.
I have a hat on, right? I had to stop by the dermatologist before I got here. I have a knot on my forehead because my period's gonna come whenever she decides to clock in.
Surprise!
I get that. I get moody. I get backaches. We went to the mall yesterday. I said I have to sit down. I can't. You just want me to walk? I can't be walking around the mall.
I don't get all these things.
You don't?
No.
Oh, my. It's the worst.
That is brutal.
Melanie, I'm so sick of it that I'm like, is there a pill? Mm. Is there a shot?
Maybe.
Is there an injection? Because this is not fair to me.
No.
That I have literally, I have headaches. I get really bad backaches. I can't walk. My face breaks out, and and I get dry. And I'm just like,
why all these things?
Why? And then to then have my period come and last for the full 40 hours.
Yeah.
What did I do in this lifetime to deserve this treatment? What did I do? Jesus, answer me, because I need to repent in this lifetime and maybe a past one. I don't know. But if you have a period for 2-3 days, you are God's favorite. How long does your period last?
4-7 is insane.
I've always been an overachiever.
Well,
40.
The price you pay.
The price. It's so ghetto. I don't understand.
Oh,
I thought everybody's was set.
And you get all these pre things. I don't give that.
No.
No, I don't get those.
Boobs. It's tender.
Oh,
sore.
They used to be. They don't anymore. They used to be, though. That used to be the first sign. I would be like, oh, here we go. But they don't be tender anymore.
Actually, you don't get nothing?
I probably get an attitude.
I'm so emotional. I had to take Isaiah to the DMV today. I was so nervous and controlling my tears. I was shaking.
Oh.
Like, I was like, Kev, I'm so emotional. I'm shaking. Like, I was like,
about him
physical.
Doing that?
I was so nervous.
For him?
Yes. I was like, I'm about to cry. I was so like wrecked.
Oh.
My pre-period symptoms has me on, like, I get tired of me.
Hello?
Like, I be annoyed at me because I feel like there's nothing I can do. Like, I just.
They saying you gotta get your hormones checked.
I know, because they out of whack. They telling me I'm out of whack. I know that. I'm gonna look at the results and be like, well, that makes sense. It do. That does make sense.
Oh.
I'm surprised. Mm-mm. Do you have bad periods? Do you get bad cramps?
I used to. You remember? I used to
have
really bad cramps.
You don't get
cramps.
Them no more?
They're not that like that anymore.
So maybe that's what happened. I had a good period my whole life. And then as I'm getting older, I feel like it's getting worse.
I used to be struggling.
I have a video idea I want to do because this is the real. I don't understand why this is my life.
Yeah,
it's really
terrible.
Bad. My period doesn't last for 10 days. The pre-period symptoms last for 10 days. I'm not kidding. Because I'm on like 18. I have an app that tracks it.
Yeah.
I'll probably tell you. Because I'm on the lower end of the cycle, I think normal is like 21 to 28 days. I'm like 18 to 21 days.
You told the doctor that?
My God. Well, I did. Because, you know, I've been tracking this for years. I'd be like, so listen, this is why I think something's wrong. Like, and they'd be like, well, it's still normal.
Oh. Because it's still coming.
It's on the it's on the lower end of normal, but it's technically still considered normal. I'm just
that is brutal.
Child, this is telling me that your period may start today. Well, I sure hope so, because at this point, girl, between me and you, I don't like. Let's just get it on with. Like, my tubes are tied. Why do I have to go through this? Just come.
Just be done.
I'm not even asking for an email. I know most people just want an email. You don't even have to send me an email. But can we meet at the rendezvous spot? let's just meet. You don't have to check in. Hey, girl, I'm on the way. Hey, girl, I don't need the check-ins. Let's just come. Just arrive. I'm going to be there. You going to be there? I'm going to be there. I don't need the check-ins.
Nowhere else I can go.
There's nowhere else I can go.
Waiting.
That's it. That's all.
I'm sorry. I am sorry. That is brutal.
It's the worst.
That is. That's all your pop the trunk.
That's all pop the trunk, because apparently I'm in this alone, girl.
A few people said that they have what you have.
What is what I have? Pre-period symptoms?
Pre-period symptoms, and the timeline is short. Your cycle is on a cycle.
That's man, it is. That's my cycle.
See,
my cycle.
You are not alone. No, you're not. Everybody, they all saying you're not
so
alone.
So my cycle day, actually right now, it's long today. It's 22 days.
Oh.
That's good.
That's brutal.
Because I be 17, 18 days.
They, all these people are, they're saying, they're
man,
here with you. They are here with you.
Because why? It's ghetto out here. I do know PMDD. I think I've suffered from this. I forget what it's called. It's
post-menstrual.
I don't think it's post. I think it's pre, isn't it?
Pre-menstrual.
Pre-menstrual dysphoric disorder.
Jesus.
What are the 11 symptoms? Oh my God. I actually wanted to talk about this before you do the next ad. There was a thread going viral on Twitter about this girl. I had it on our docket and I just never ended up talking about it. But a thread on Twitter talking about, like, what are the worst symptoms you get with your period?
Oh, uh-huh.
So many people were talking about how they get suicidal during their period.
Jesus.
I don't get... Did I talk about this on this podcast?
I don't remember. Okay. I feel like either you told me or you did.
Okay. I don't get suicidal, thank God. But I can get very depressive.
Really?
Yes. It's very like a depressive, introspective, weird thing that happens. I don't really know. I didn't know it was normal. I just kind of chalked it up to like, being an overthinker, I don't know. Then when I read this, I was like, "Oh my God, is that what I'm? Is that what's happening?"
I didn't know
today?
That was a thing.
It's totally a thing.
Wow,
that people get very depressed, they get suicidal, all of these things. I've never I've never gotten suicidal, but I can get very depressed, and it's like pre-period. Yes.
Wow.
It's very, I didn't know that it, and why they're talking about red wine and chocolate. I've been craving sugar.
Oh.
Never had cravings before in my life. Not even when I was pregnant. Now, give me all the sugar possible. I literally have to go down in the grocery store and tell myself, do not pick up a bag of candy. Do not pick it.
I've been eating a lot of candy lately.
It's really bad. All I'm saying is, thank you for telling me I'm not alone.
You're not alone. They're saying you're not.
It's strange. I shouldn't say it's strange. I just didn't know it was a thing.
It was common.
I did not know it was a common thing. I didn't even really, to be honest, put it together how my mood, like depressive moods, tie to my period. I did not put it together until I read that thread and I was like, it was so enlightening for me. It really was.
Well, if these things start to happen, then I can be aware of them at least.
Yeah, maybe as you hit 40.
I know, because I feel like as you get older, like I said, mine used to be very bad. And as I've gotten older, they're not nearly as bad. I just feel like it changes over time. You don't know what's going on.
And that's the other part I think is so ghetto is as soon as you think Like, oh, I understand what's happening with my body. I know my symptoms. I know it flips on you. Then you're like, hold on a second. I don't exactly know what's happening. Let me readjust. And I feel like that was this kind of moody, depressive thing that I'm experiencing. Never happened before. I don't even know. But I would say it's fairly recent, probably within the last like 5 years.
Yeah.
I've noticed it. But I thought, I don't know. I just thought it was like, oh, this is strange. I don't know what this is. But, you know, life be life in. Didn't know it was like a period thing.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Life does be lifing, and that's why you need earning to get your money. Amen. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you about earning. So life doesn't happen biweekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with earning. Earning is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck, then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck.
Life doesn't happen biweekly, so why should your payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earnin. Life happens in between paydays, to be completely honest, and maybe you need your money a little. It's your money and I need it now, okay? Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. All you have to do is download the Earnin app. It will verify your paycheck, then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Make an Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. It gives me peace of mind. Download Earnin today, E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Gin, G-I-N, under podcast when you sign up. It'll really help the show. Gin, G-I-N, under podcast. Subject to availability earnings, daily max and pay period max. See earnin.com, TOS/TOS for details. One more time. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. One more time. E-A-R-N-I-N in the Google Play or App Store. Download it today.
Today.
Very good. Child, this Earnin copy guy, that's all. Tongue-tied, but we pressed through. We Amen. Pressed toward the mark.
Amen.
All right, next we're going to go to, where we going?
Black Twitter twins.
Let's do it.
So I want to talk about the fighter jet that's missing. Have you seen this?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my.
Does this go to my theory that I now believe aliens are real? Go.
Well.
Because they're pulling out a report. I haven't read it yet, but I want to.
You sound like Gregory. So yesterday, was it the Air Force?
If it's Hold a jet, on. That sounds about right.
That does sound about right.
F-35, I think.
Yeah. So
fighter jet.
It was a fighter jet, and Joint Base Charleston, which is a base in South Carolina.
They're all joint base now.
They posted on Twitter and on their Facebook to alert the public that a F-35. Okay. That was involved in a mishap. Okay, a fighter jet was involved in a mishap. In that mishap, the pilot was ejected from the fighter jet.
Okay.
He ended up being in critical condition.
Oh, wow.
I think. Actually, I may... Don't give me the line.
I don't remember what happened to the pilot, but he was ejected,
but he's okay.
Okay.
And the problem is the fighter jet is in autopilot.
And it's built to be super stealthy so that foreign nations...
Yes, so it can't be detected on, like, the enemy radar.
So it's just going. Yeah.
So it's... And so they said, we need the public's help. If you see anything, if you see something, say something. So they're asking for the public to help them.
If it... Okay, let's play this forward. If it run out of gas, what happens?
It would crash. So...
I read today.
But meaning it's going to fall out the sky?
Yes.
Well, yeah, it would have probably, I would hope, I don't know how the autopilot
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
You think
so, but I read today that they said as of noon today, there's no way it's still flying.
Okay, so it must have gone down somewhere.
But nobody like knows where.
Okay, but
they're saying it was in South Carolina.
People are going to hear and see a freaking fighter jet fall out of the sky.
and no one has said anything, mm-mm, it's because aliens. They beamed it up, Scotty.
Beam me up, Scotty.
So they can understand the human race.
Girl.
Because all I'm saying is, I was the main one not believing the aliens. They may exist. And this may be proof.
They put it in autopilot.
Yeah, but what that mean? That just means...
It means fly straight.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's what
the pilot was in stable condition also. Let me just correct that.
Okay, I'm happy he's okay. He ain't, you know,
but they've asked the public to
cooperate. Why did he eject? Because of the mishap?
So they just keep saying a mishap. Yeah. They haven't said what happened, why he ejected. But also, this particular fighter jet is connected to a unit that does training for people. So my suspicion is that he was in training and he accidentally...
The mishap was the mishap.
There's always training mishaps.
I think that's what happened.
It's very possible. The fact that they're reaching out to us, though, is...
It's a Marine Fighter Attack... or the unit is the Marine Fighter Attack Training Squadron.
Marine, that's water. So did it have both? Know. That sounds like what I worked on, the Poseidon, the P-8 program.
It sounds like the mishap was an accident.
The mishap was the human.
He didn't mean to be...
He was pressing buttons. He didn't mean to. Thank God he's okay. So what you think happened to it?
I think this is ridiculous is what I think. I think that, I mean, the fact that they said as of noon, it's got to be down, but they don't know where it's down.
Yeah, because if he ejects, if it's going at like 170 miles an hour, there's a huge radius, I feel like, that it would have gone down after a few days, possibly the ocean as well.
You can't build, things... For the U.S., that is so,
I agree.
Slick.
They didn't put an air tag on it?
Amen. They should have hit up Apple.
Or, it wasn't, we can fly drones now. There was no way to, remotely operate it at this point.
We didn't put...
What happened here?
An RFID on it. We didn't put an air tag on it. Apple got products that we could attach. In the event this is lost, please return to the U.S. government. Because, girl, where is it at?
Yes.
It's just gone?
Girl, I don't understand... there's so many issues. Why was he ejected? Yes. And then autopilot works that good that y'all it just can keep going. Y'all are saying it's down as of noon today. But also, you can't, you ever hide something from yourself and then really hide it from yourself?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You can't build something to be incognito from the enemy.
I agree.
That you also become incognito to your
from
damn
you.
Self.
Yeah. I agree.
That's a problem. You got to have a backup. Where is your backup key?
Because did the pilot inform them, hey, something's going wrong, I'm coming down?
How did they know? I'm sure, but they haven't told us.
I'm sure when they were doing their maneuvers, there was some communication between
I need the Netflix documentary on this. I'm confused.
Okay, but this is the U.S. military. They ain't finna tell us nothing.
I know they ain't.
They're just like, hey, if you see it,
let us know.
His three generations from now, because he gonna tell somebody.
They can't track it, no.
He gonna tell somebody. His great-great-grandkids gonna tell the story.
Yes.
And they gonna say, this is what happened. Yes. This what he did. This is what happened. This is what the U.S. government told us not to say. But I didn't sign the NDA. He did.
He did. And this is silly. This is silly. U.S. military, I don't feel very safe today.
Because what was y'all doing?
Because what happened
How did
here?
Y'all do it?
What happened here?
What happened?
I need answers.
They know. Somebody know. Absolutely. What they can't do, though, is tell us we do have a way to know where it's at. But then the ops. Okay, they gonna infiltrate our system, then they gonna know. Mm. So we have to be like, it's so good, we lost it.
Residents of South Carolina, if you
please
just
help
happen
us
to see a blade.
Because how dumb do you look? Hey, girl, so listen, the entire state, could just be on the lookout for a plane that's gonna fall out the sky.
They put it on Facebook and Twitter. I feel like there's no
better way of communicating. If a tree falls in the wood and nobody hears it, did it actually fall?
Who runs the Twitter account?
How desperate do you have to be to hit up the social media team for the Army, for the Marines, to be like, hey, can y'all craft a tweet? Can you make a Facebook post? Who's in charge of the copy? Who is in charge here?
Who's in charge of the copy? Who approves the copy?
The social media intern.
You know that's right.
No,
you know
it is. He's an intern. He's been there. He's definitely. 5 months.
They yes. probably.
He's 25 years old.
The social media person probably was like, "Crazy idea," but we probably should just
ask him.
Ask on Twitter.
I can do the tweet. I can
just
do the copy.
Saying,
hey, like, y'all.
Like, he's young. He knows how to use all that.
South Carolinians. So this is what's that. The U.S. government had lost an airplane.
We lost it.
It's the F-13. You know, the ones you see in the movies.
And they, I don't know why this was important, but for some reason, with this announcement and like what's out is the knowledge that this fighter jet is worth $70 million. And I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know if that's supposed to help.
Why do we as the public need to know that? Okay. Why? Now y'all just look dumber. Because in my mind, it's just like, oh, fighter jet. I never even thought to think how much it costs.
We lost a $70 million fighter jet?
Well, it's probably like, well, you guys paid for it, so you guys should.
We did.
You should.
This is so silly.
That's hysterical. This is
silly. So if you see something, say something, South Carolina, because...
She said the tweet is a phone number. 1-800-LOST-JET?
It is. No, it is a phone number.
What is the number to call... If I see this jet, call it. I want to know what
okay,
they say.
Listen, it says,
let me not fall. I wind
we're
up in
working
jail.
With the, they tweet the Marine Corps Air Station to locate an F-35 that was involved in a mishap this afternoon. The pilot ejected safely. If you have any information that may help our recovery teams locate the F-35, please call the Base Defense Operations Center at 843-963-3600.
843 is not even a 1-800 number. That's somebody's real number.
That is the South Carolina area code.
I want to call it so bad, but I'm so scared I'm going to get in trouble.
Who is manning the lines?
That's why I want to call it. I want to hear what they say. Hello, this is Melissa from the Find a Fighter Jet Association. Badge number 123456. This call is being recorded.
Have you seen it? What you saw?
What have you seen?
This is silly.
This is hilarious.
Yes.
That's the Charleston area code. I cannot. This is fantastic.
Okay, that is my Black Twitter trends because I have been having a time. Okay, I've been having a time with that one.
That was today or yesterday?
It came out yesterday.
So today at 12, it must be Eastern time.
Yep, at 12 noon, they said it's no way it's still flying. But ain't nobody, they ain't said
yeah, this is dumb.
Yes.
That's hilarious.
Okay, so moving to Mel Takes TV.
Yeah.
I actually haven't watched anything, but I want to talk about, I need to go back to Love Island because I feel like we should watch it as a family.
Oh, Lord.
I feel like we should. Well, I will rewatch UK because people are giving me mixed signals about US and I want to watch it. But I just feel like the UK season was so good. But it's a lot of episodes. I feel like we need to like break it up. But I think we need to watch this as a family.
Is this the most recent season?
Yes.
OK, I'll watch it. I've been watching the OC, but I'll watch this.
The OC what? Selling Sunset. Is it good? Should I watch that instead? Because I haven't watched it yet.
It's a little good.
Oh.
It's a little good. But I'll watch it.
Okay. So we are going to watch, Love Island UK.
Okay.
Just start. You got to do more than one episode.
That's what I was going to say. Let's break it up. Tell the people how many episodes we should watch. We're going to talk about the next
okay,
one. Should we watch
go.
The first four, the first five?
I was going to say the first five, but let me just go on the website to make sure.
Okay, let's do it.
Because and you're going to have to get through some of the
setup episodes.
Yes, because it's important
content.
But it's important context, okay. But also like some of it could be annoying. Hold on, let me tell y'all which one.
Okay,
ones.
Let's do it.
Okay, it's season 10.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, you got to get through the first five.
Okay, so let all y'all watch season 10, episodes 1-5.
Yes.
Of Love Island UK.
Yes.
And then we're going to talk about it next week.
Yes. Oh, they're saying Love is Blind to start back too.
Oh, is it on Friday? Oh, we'll talk about that. Me and Mel will talk about that.
Well, Love is Blind instead?
No, both.
Oh, okay. Because
that comes out in sections
that's
already.
True,
anyway.
That's true. Yeah. Okay. Okay, Love Island UK, season 10, first five.
Okay, I'm down.
Let's talk about it as okay. a family.
I'm with it.
It's a good time. I spilled some of it, but you guys still, I got to get you to the episode. The episode.
Have you finished it then?
Yeah, I just finished it after we recorded last time. Okay. Then I finished the rest of it, and it's upsetting.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm with it. Okay, upsetting. Let's do it. Anything else you want to add?
There was a What the Florida, I was about to Google What the Florida. There was a Florida case.
We haven't done this in a while.
Everybody was sending to me, and I wanted to talk about it. Hold on. Let me find it.
Okay.
Here it is right here. Listen, I should tell y'all the words I put in.
Okay.
The headline everybody sent to me, Florida man sets fire to car belonging to his ex-girlfriend, who also happens to be his cousin.
Wait, what?
Exactly.
Florida man sets fire to a car belonging to his ex. Who also happened to be his cousin.
Everybody was sending me this. I didn't all the way.
They really wanted to drive home the cousin.
Yeah, absolutely. Like a man from South Florida was arrested for allegedly setting fire to a car that belonged to his ex-girlfriend, who also happened to be his cousin, according to Miami-Dade Police Department. Melvin was charged with second-degree arson and a third-degree grand theft on Wednesday for the incident that happened actually back in April. They determined the car. They found the owner of the car, obviously, who lives a block away from where the car was set on fire. And then they determined that the owner was a relative. I don't understand what happened here with the cousin.
They're
a familial cousin, and the two were in a dating relationship and lived together up until September 8th.
That was 10 days ago.
Okay, I don't know what they're doing down in Florida. Y'all know. Oh, I don't know what's happening down there. What they doing down there?
Yeah, ew.
Y'all be doing a lot of things that...
I hope they weren't first cousins. That's my only prayer, is that they were not first cousins.
It just says familial cousin.
I know. I'm hoping that the play on the cousins is because they're actually not first cousins, but they are cousins.
That is bizarre.
It's very country bunking.
It is very... Don't be dating your cousin.
Don't be dating your cousin, Chad.
There's other men. There's other people in the world.
Yeah, Florida be Florida and
Chad. Every time Florida going Florida.
Every time. All right, anything else? I am starving.
I am too.
I had a morning, but we made it, amen.
Amen, amen.
Anything else you want to add?
I think that's all.
That's it. That's all for this week. Fantastic. We'll see you guys. I'm looking at my phone because Joe had a half day today. I had a lot going on, so I'm trying to make sure he can get in the house, Joe.
Oh.
Thank you guys so much for joining us on today's episode. Bye.
Bye. Kai is not innocent.
She is.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.